seem to be some contradictions of the when it comes to kedima of who to give first. So try to keep the questions that you have on topic, because a lot of it we have to really see the whole Hilchot Tzedakah to really appreciate all the different things. And you're going to have a lot of questions tonight, which we might answer next week. So try to keep them focused. And I don't know all the answers either. I went through Hilchot Tzedakah a number of years ago, so I don't remember all the halachas of it. But I'm also going to skip around, not around, but skip. That's when I skip just the ones that are relevant to us. There's some halachas that aren't relevant to us, so we're going to try to keep it very, very focused on halacha l'maisa. So I just printed out these sheets. If everyone has a Shulchan Aruch for next week, it's easier because I couldn't get everything on the same page. Shulchan Aruch is a very large page here. So, but this week we'll do the best we can with whatever you have. Here, he passes back to Josh. You don't mind, Ari? Sure. But next week it's in Yardaya, Simon Reish, Mem Zayin, and a few Simonim. And if, Mr. Hashem, we should finish this before Pesach, I hope. It moves pretty fast, and we could pick another topic afterwards if there's interest. There's a lot to choose from. Okay, so let's start. So Hilchot Tzedakah on the page one, the first side, is Resh Mem Zayin, Godel Schar Tzedakah Vim Kofin Aleha. Okay, just talks about the importance of Tzedakah. The value of it. And the Mechaber writes in the beginning here, Mitzvah Aseh Litein Tzedakah Kefi Hasagas Yad. A person needs to give tzedakah according to his ability. There are many mitzvahs asay that record the importance that one has to give tzedakah. And there's a negative commandment, a person closes his eyes and looks away. A person should not close his heart. A person should not close his hand. Those who close their eyes, those who turn away, Mimena from the opportunity of tzedakah, Nikra Blial, not a very pleasant name, Ukilu Oved Elilim, as if he worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and Umaod Yesh Lazarba wants to be very, very careful with the mitzvah, Ki Efshir, it's possible, Sheyavol Lidei Shvichas Damim. So again, first he said, it's when a person doesn't give a tzedakah, it's like he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. And if one doesn't give, it's like killing someone. How is it like killing someone? Ani is dying, he needs food. If you don't feed him right away, those you might remember the story in Tainus, the Gata there, Nachum Ish Gamzu said, let me just get off my donkey first and I'll feed you. And then by the time he got off, the individual, Ani died. And Nachum Ish Gamzu, daven that he loses legs and loses arms in a terrible, terrible yisurim he went through because he held himself responsible for not feeding the Ani fast enough. So we see the severity that it's mitzvah say. It's a Mrs. Lo Saseh, and it's Avodah Zarah, and it's Shvichas Damim. So we have to take it seriously, and that's why we have to learn the halachas. So then he writes in Siv Beis, Li'olam ein adam ma'anim min atztaki, it's min atztaka, a person, tztaka is very unique. We're going to see some guarantees when it comes to tztaka. We don't guarantee things normally, that you're guaranteed to, this will happen to you, this won't happen to you, but tztaka is a unique time where like we could test Hashem when it comes to tztaka, and we're promised the world. Ein adam ma'ani min tzedakah. A person will not become impoverished from giving tzedakah. We'll learn about how much a person should give, a person shouldn't overspend, but from performing the mitzvah tzedakah, then a person is protected from becoming an ani himself. V'lo davara, v'lo hezek misgalga yada, nothing bad will happen to the person, no damage will happen to the person. Shenemar v'haya ma'isa tzedakah shalom. Tzedakah is only good. It's only shalom, it's only peace, and it protects the person from all types of dangers. Further, Siv Gimel, Kol merachim al ha'anim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alof. So now, if you show this element of mercy to an ani, and we'll see, it's not enough just to write a check or to give a dollar or a quarter. Part of it, we'll see later on, that how one gives as well. Just like throw a dollar in the guy's face, you're almost like undoing the mitzvah by not even looking at the guy, asking how he's doing and addressing like an individual. We think these people are just like homeless people that don't deserve any attention. Not that homeless people don't deserve attention either, but we don't treat them with the proper respect. So if you show real rachmanis, aside from just the money, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to in turn show us rachmanis. And the Ramah adds, V'yitein ha'adam el libo, person should keep in mind, shumivakish kol shah parnasasam el Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day, a person really has bitachon, so then you realize that just like you rely on Hashem, that person also relies on Hashem. So you might have a nice paycheck, you might have a nice amount of money in your bank account, but in the end of the day, we daven for parnasa from Hashem. And if you don't, then you don't really have a true emunah bitachon. I had a shiloh the other day, but I don't want to give too many details about it. But again, people sometimes they miss out on opportunities and deals, and then they're so upset about themselves, so upset about this issue, they want to file a lawsuit because that guy didn't give him the deal. I had such a question the other day about this, and I tried telling the guy that they just have bitachon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back if you do the right thing and you missed out on the deal because that guy was unethical. So just have bitachon, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will get you the money some other way. Now, it's not an easy way to live, and it's not easy to get to that point. It's much easier said than done. But we realize that we do daven for parnasa every single day. Ukemo shumavakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishma shavaso, kachu yishma shava anim. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs, also Hashem listens to the Ani's tefillahs. So, gam yitena libo, ki hu gilgal achol zibolam. Person has to realize that poverty is something that goes. It's part of generation to generation. A person might be wealthy, but we know if a person could amass a lot of money by his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that ends up spreading out. And just because you may have been very wealthy doesn't mean your great-grandchildren will be wealthy, and it's a revolving door. And the Gemara says this. It goes from generation to generation. Some are wealthy, some are poor, and you're not guaranteed that your own grandchildren will be wealthy just because you were. So if you're going to want to show rachmanis to the aniyim, because your great-grandchildren might need to feel that same rachmanis. It's a gilgul hachozer ba'olam. It's something that goes throughout the generations of the world. The sof adam shiyavohu, o b'no, o ben b'no lidei midazu. A person himself might experience poverty. If not him, his child. If not his child, his grandchild. It's going to come around. So this becomes personal now. It becomes personal in that if you yourself, you feel you're comfortable, you have your nice house and your nice car and all that, I'm fine, my children and grandchildren are fine. Chazal tells us it's not, but you might have later on a descendant who's going to need help. So if you show rachmanis now to an ani, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that same ani, that descendant of you, will also receive that same level of rachmanis. And then Siv Dalad, finishing up this simon, Hatzdakah dochas agzeiros hakashos. So we're talking about all the great values of tzedakah. It also pushes away, it shoves away all terrible decrees. Uberav tatsa mimavis. During a famine, one wants to be saved from the famine, give tzedakah, and one will be saved from death. Kamosh ira letzarfus. So tzedakah is a powerful thing. Who ma'asheret? It makes you wealthy as well. You give tzedakah, as a reverse effect, it makes you wealthy. V'aser, then there's another great thing about tzedakah. In general, you can't test Hashem. You can't test Hashem. You can do a mitzvah that Hashem guarantees this for me. Aser l'nasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't test Hashem. Ki im b'davar zeh. This is the only exception in the world of tzedakah. We'll see. There's a machlokas which areas it applies to. But generally speaking, tzedakah is the only area that you can actually test Hashem and say what? U'bechenvani nabazos, that the Gemara in Tainus tells us, aser taser, the drush is aser shetit asher. Separate miser, and to guarantee you will become wealthy. And the Gemara says, you can even test Hashem. Try it out. Make $100, put $10 in the pushka, and you're going to get wealthy. Watch it happen. Watch. So this is the one area. So we see how incredible tzedakah is, how incredibly important. Now, not everyone holds that's true, that you could test Hashem out when it comes to tzedakah. Look at the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. Yesh Omrim dafka b'nesinas meiser mutar l'nasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By giving meiser, about lo shar tzedakah. Now this is where it gets a little bit tricky. What's the difference between tzedakah and meiser k'safim? So meiser k'safim, we'll address it a little bit as we come across. It's not really in one place. Tzedakah, meiser k'safim is any profit you make, you give 10%. That's meiser k'safim. Outside of that, you still have 90% of the money that you're using for yourself, for your family. Now you give tzedakah every single day in addition to ma'aser k'safim. It's a separate mitzvah. Now, it's very confusing because you look at the different sfarim. Some conflate the two. Some say they're two different inyanim. So we're going to have to keep this in mind, not right now, where tzedakah and ma'aser k'safim differs. But let's say a guy make no money for the year. There's no mitzvah of ma'aser k'safim. He didn't make any money. But he has money in the bank account. So he has a mitzvah of tzedakah to give tzedakah every single day, even though he's not giving ma'aser k'safim. Now, they're similar in that when a person does take ma'aser k'safim, that's used for tzedakah purposes. You can't use it for yourself. You give it for to an ani. You give it to Limud Torah. You give it to chasen of a yasam and yasoma. So we're going to see that these two kind of cross a bit. But what's coming out here is that the Ramah says, one opinion is tzedakah, all types of tzedakah. You could test Hashem that you'll get wealthy. Second opinion is that only ma'aser k'safim, But if it's just regular tzedakah, that's not ma'aseh k'safim, you don't have that guarantee. And there's a third opinion brought by the Pesachei Tshuva. You have it inside. If you look at the Sif Katan Beis, Sinas Meiser, he says that Ayin B'Shelis Yavet of Yaakov Emden, Shehisigal Ramah, he challenges the Ramah as a comment, the Midvarav, Mashma, the Ma'aseh k'safim Nog Alma Ha'idna, Kai. It sounds like the Ramah that the ability to test Hashem and the guarantee of wealth applies to Ma'aseh k'safim that we do nowadays. Ube'emes, Ze'eno, this is not true, says Rav Yaakov Emden. Shelo Nemar Ze Al Ma'aseh k'safim, Delo Sharlin Tzui Be. You can't test Hashem with separating Ma'aseh of your profits. They know it's tzedaka. Ma'aseh k'safim tzedaka. It's not Ma'aseh. It's not like Ma'aseh of your grain that you grow in your backyard. V'chein Kasav Agon Baal Shla and others. The Dafka, one line down. Dafka Ma'aseh Tevua Hu Desharlin Asos. Taking Ma'aseh from your wheat and from your grapes. That's when you can test Hashem. Aval Lo B'Ma'aseh k'safim. So there's a three-way debate, again, when you can test Hashem. Is it by all types of tzedakas? Is it, no, only Ma'aseh, Ma'aseh Dagon, Ma'aseh K'safim, or is it only by Ma'aseh Tevua, but not by Ma'aseh K'safim? Okay, either way, that doesn't take away from the fact that certainly tzedakah is a very important mitzvah and saves from Gzeiros Kashos and from Mavis from Rav, and there's mitzvahs Aseis and mitzvahs Los Aseis, and it's like a Avodah Zarah if you don't give it, it's like Shechitas Dam if you don't give it. It's, of course, a very important mitzvah. Take a look at the bottom right here in the Birkei Yosef. That's the Chida. It's underlined there. The Chida quotes from the Arizal, Rabbeinu Ahari Zetzal, Hayanosein staka lagabai betzvias shacharis ubetzvias mincha velo betzvias arvis v'kasev harav chasid rav Rabbeinu Yaakov v'tameach degam belaila hatzdaka mo'eles ach ein hatikun v'akavanos shavos. Okay. So the Arizal had the practice, you know, we're taught growing up to give, you know, like a penny a day. Remember when we were in elementary school, have a roll of pennies, and each day you give a penny, just to teach the ability to give every single day a little something. It's based on the idea that it's better to give a little bit something every day than a big sum once a year. That's the Rambam's understanding of things. We'll see that also. But we weren't taught, I don't think, to give twice a day. You give in the morning shacharis. If you forgot to give shacharis, you give mincha. But based on the Arizal says you're supposed to give once in the morning, and once in the afternoon. By Marv, we never go around the Pushka. The minhag is not to collect the Marv. One can, there's no violation. But Pikabala, there's no Indian B'Marv, he says, but only but Shacharis and Mincha, a person should try to give twice a day. Now, as an aside, there's a Tosfos in, I think it's Masechet Megillah, that says the real Indian of a Tainis Tzibor, the real Kapara one gets in a Tainis Tzibor. Tainis Tzibor is not just fasting, it's about Kapara. The real Tshuva one gets, Kapara, is giving Tzedakah Mincha time on a tainus. That's the beginning. Just keep that in mind. The next one is, I think, Tainus Esther is the next one, right? So that's the coming up. So keep it in mind to give tzedakah on mincha time on a tainus. But in general, one should give shacharis and mincha if he has the ability to. Okay, let's go weiter. I don't want to be too long here. My goal hopefully be 10:25 or so will end. So let's talk about Reish Memches. Reish Memches talks about mi chayba who is obligated in the mitzvah and who is fit to receive. So we're going to focus on who is obligated to give the mitzvah of tzedakah. Mechaber, this can be pretty straightforward. Mechaber writes, "Bechol adam chayv litain, kol adam rather chayv litain tzedakah." Everybody needs to give tzedakah. We're not talking about amounts yet. Afilu ani hamisparnis min tzedakah chayv litain mimash yitnu lo. Ani who only makes money from what he receives, people, he doesn't have a parnasa, he has to give a piece of his profits that he collects to tzedakah. Umisha nosein pachlos mimashu roi litain. Person gives less than what he's supposed to be giving. Bezdin kofenoso. Bezdin could force him to pay. Umakinoso makis mardis. And given lashes. Achi itain mashiam du. Litain until they assess what he should be giving. Yardin linachasov. Bifanov lokin mimenu mashu roi litain. They could go to his property mamish and take away. Okay, this is in Shaykh Bezmazeb. We don't force these things. But we see that how important that everybody needs to contribute to the community. The communal needs. Yeah. Which lines are? Yeah, it's based.
It's not a percentage basis.
It's based on what he has, what he needs, and what the community needs. So if the guy has, the Gemara says in Babasa that everyone must give a shlish of a shekel a year. That's very, very little. Shlish of a shekel. So that's a minimum that anyone should be able to afford that. But let's say he did a good job collecting this year. Some schnurrers do quite well. They go to all the shuls. You know, every minute had a chap, and the end of that minute, the guy did had a great year, made a ton of money in collecting tzedakah. So now they assess that he has some excess, and there's some communal needs. So they assess based on what he needs, his costs, and his value, they can make, but not based on percentage, I don't think. Now let's go to the next page. Yeah. No, yeah, what I recall, I think he does touch upon it. If he doesn't, again, I haven't seen this in a while, if he doesn't address it, then we will address it. But since you asked the question, I'll just say, outside, there's a three-way machlokis rishonim. Achronim, what the idea of ma'aser k'safim is. Some hold, there's a Tosafot and Tainus that calls ma'aser k'safim a deraisa, based on a drush, he brings a medrash, that ma'aser k'safim is a real deraisa. Then he brings that some say it's an asmacht ba'alma, it's only a mitzvah midirbanam. Then there's a position in the Bach who says it's a minag ba'alma. The minag. We normally assume it's a minag ba'alma. It's a widely accepted minag, but if a person does not have that family minag, he does not have to give ma'aser k'safim. It's highly encouraged, but one does not need to. So we'll talk about it further. If a person doesn't make more than his costs, so for him to take ma'aser k'safim as a minag, he wouldn't have to, unless it's a very strong minag. So again, I need to look ahead. I didn't look ahead yet. But I think it's touched upon, but I don't think there's one area that's addressed to it. But whatever we learn by tzedakah will apply to mice as well. Okay, so let's go now to Siv Dalad. We're going to run through the next three sifim pretty quickly, but there is an interesting discussion when it comes to women, the women's ability to give money from her husband, or even her own, perhaps. So Siv Dalad, the Mechaber, writes, Gabay tzedakah, ein mekablin mehanoshim mehavadim umeatinoko. So Gabay tzedakah cannot collect money from a woman that are married, an eved or a child, ela davar muad, unless it's a small amount of money. Aval lo davar gadol shechatkasa gazol, bigger, we're concerned that how did the tino get such a $100 bill? Remember, my daughter wanted to go to Central Avenue a few weeks ago. She asked me for some money. I only had a $100 bill. That's whatever I had. So she felt very uncomfortable taking a $100 bill to Central Avenue. It just wasn't her comfort. Someone sees a 14-year-old girl take out a $100 bill. That's like, those are big bills for a little girl like you. So you assume if they have a large bill, a large amount of money, they maybe stole it. Oganav Mishal Acherim, Bekamhu Davar Mua. What's a small amount of money that one is willing to take from a child or a woman? Hakolafi Osher Habaylim Vani Yasim. It all depends. It's very subjective. Now, I talk about this a lot, that there's certain halachas that depend on Hefsid Mama. Like sometimes someone asks me a shaila, and there's two different opinions. So I'll say, listen, there's a lenient opinion, you can rely on it, there's a hefsid mamon. If there's a hefsid mamon, you could take the lenient approach. But I don't know if it's a hefsid mamon for you. For me, it might be a big loss, but for you, it could be $500 for me is a big loss, but for you, that's a pocket change. I don't know what your bank account looks like. I'm supposed to know your bank account? So Rav Moshe says, hefsid mamon is subjective. So I asked Rav Mordechai Willig once, so if I'm supposed to give a psak based on hefsid mamon, I can't ask for the guy's bank account. I would never do that. So how do I do that? He says you have to do the best you can and assess how the guy lives. Now, sometimes people, live beyond their means. Sometimes people live, below their means. You never really know. But you do the best you can to figure out the person's wealth to know whether it would be a hefsid mamon in a particular case or not. So here's, in terms of if a child gives a lot of money, so if my child gave $100, that's a strange thing. Maybe 11's daughter's giving $100. He walks around with $100. But someone else, $100 is not a big deal. So that's how you define a davar muat, what's considered a little or not, depending on the person and the family. V'hani mili b'stama, that's a stam case. But im ha'baal mocha, afil kolshu, asla kalumim. The husband says, listen, honey, you can't give any money away. I don't trust you with the credit card. I don't trust you with the anim. You give too much money away. If he protests, he puts his foot down, the child or the wife is allowed to give any money. He has full control of the finances in the house. That's what the mechaber says. So I'm sure you're all wondering. That doesn't seem to be the case in many houses. Maybe the husband's making more money, but certainly the women are spending the money. So this is not new. If you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Dalet, I think you have some of it. I think it got cut off a little bit. So I'll read just the underline that I'll read outside, the rest that you don't have. De'im amra shenitna b'shlichas baila u'b'shuso ne'menes. If she says, listen, my husband told me I should give you this amount of money, you can trust her. She has ne'menes. She's not lying. Isha, she yodas shebaila mekametz benesinet stuck. Let's say the wife knows that her husband's stingy. He's a stingy guy. He makes a ton of money, but he's stingy. He doesn't give to the stuck. So is she allowed to now take out a checkbook and write the money for her husband? He doesn't give what he should be giving. And also, he sends Tochabai. She's involved in the finances. He makes the money. He's stingy. But she's involved in the paying the credit card bills. She's the one who gives out the checks. The Odash Shabaila Makbid, and she knows her husband's a very Makbid guy. In Mutter Lakaba Mimenu, can you accept from her? The Heshiv the Gezel Gamma. Mamish Gzela. She's doing the right thing. She wants to give Stuka. They know they're capable. But in the end of the day, the husband puts his foot down. She had no right. The Chalila Lakaba Mimenu. This Chachuva says you're not allowed to. But you don't have in front of you, there's a Yad of Rum. A Riyad Tari quotes from the Yamsha Shlomo. We'll stop with this. And we'll say one more point actually after Yamsha Shlomo. He says that. Yamsha Shlomo and Baba Kama, nowadays, Mekabim Min Anashim, you are allowed to actually accept from women. Davar, Afiyu Davar Meruba, even a large check, Bishim de Regilis Lisa Velitain, Kilimanu, also in Baleim Shluchim. Women nowadays are very involved in the finances, depending on the household, obviously. And therefore, it's as if the husband gave full right, full control for them to give it out. So, Halacha Maisa, it's a discussion in the postgame, do we accept this or not? Right? Person, you're collecting money for a base medrash. You're collecting money for a new building. So you go to someone's house, and the husband's not home, and she answers the phone or the door, and he asks for a nice amount of money. So she writes out a fat check for the new building to get a name on it. Now, can you accept that or not? So according to the Yamsha Shlomo, yeah. Nowadays, women are given full rights to the bank accounts. You would be able to accept it. The post can point out it's not so clear. Not everybody agrees with the Yamsha Shlomo. Not everybody agrees to this din, and therefore it's best that a davar muat you could accept from them, but a davar meruba, I never heard of any case that a wife is the one writing the check for a big building. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but I never heard of such a thing. So I don't think it's accepted that we accept a large matana, but if the husband gave full rights, and she says, my husband said I could give the check, then certainly we would accept it. Yeah, exactly. All anim, exactly. Okay, that's just for the sake of finishing this page. We'll read really quickly, Sif Hei and Sif Chesh, nothing else to add on to this. This way, next week we can start on the next page. Sif Hei, Im Ha'isha Hiskiril Milami Livna, if she hires a Rebbe for her son, Im Yad HaBaal Vishasik, the husband's aware, and he stays quiet, Vade Nichalei B'mashi Asa, he didn't protest it, he knew what was going on, and he stayed silent. That's his admission. Aval Im Mocha La'alter Ein B'maisa Klum, if he automatically says, no, we're not paying for a Rebbe, so then she cannot go and hire a Rebbe. Even though she might be involved in the finances, again, this echoes that point that she does not have any control over the finances. And then, supporting a Rebbe, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to how to pay it. Anything above, we go into yeshiva, you have to do. Anything outside to your bare requirements, you can use tzedakah for. Good question. But we'll get to those points later. And Sif Ches, finally, harot to Lizakos Latmo, Yaakov Yitzro Hara, you want to get a zechus for yourself, overcome your Yitzro Hara, your stinginess, the Yarchiv Yado, and open your hands up, the Chaldavar Shu L'Shem Shemaim, you do it L'Shem Shemaim just to give money to help out those who need. Yeah, Me'atov Ayaf, you'll be of the best, of the beautiful. In Bana based Tvila, Yanami based Yeshiva, so you're building a shul, the shul should be nicer than your house. Ha'echel Rav, you're feeding a person who's starving, don't feed him just some crumbs. Yachem Yatov Ve'amosuk Shepeshachana, give him from the best of your meat, the best of your kogos, the best of your chul. Kisei Aram, you're trying to give clothing to a person who needs, don't just buy them some scraps. Yichasim Ha'yof Shepeshachana, give him a nice suit, a nice shirt, a nice tie. Hiktish Davar Yaktish Me'ayof Shepeshachana, you're going to give something, dedicate something, give it from your nicest. V'chein Hu Omer Kol Chelev Lashem. All the best goes to Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, Mirtzah Hashem, we will continue. And I guess everyone should bring...